T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go live to the White House and correspondent Karen Travers, who's back from some vacation. Karen, the president appears to be pushing harder for his anti-illegal immigration agenda, especially if you followed his Twitter this weekend.
Yeah, there was a tweet on Sunday where the president says that when somebody comes in, he writes, we must immediately, with no judges or court cases, bring them back from where they came. So this is a really pretty incredible assertion of federal government's power. And it's also almost certainly unconstitutional. The Supreme Court has repeatedly said that even non-citizens have some basic rights and that migrants are entitled to due process. The ACLU said that what the president wrote in that tweet is illegal and unconstitutional. But it certainly shows that he's really doubling down on this hardline stance, as there has been a lot of questions and criticisms over the past few days about that executive order and what his administration is and is not doing to handle this situation at the border.
How are these tweets going over with Republicans in Washington? They're hoping to pass some sort of immigration measure, but they're going to need the support of at least some Democrats.
Yeah, and you're hearing from some Republicans over the weekend, some former senior officials from the White House who are saying that this is just not a consistent policy, and they're not sure what the White House is signaling. They'll say something in meetings, the president then tweets it. The president also was tweeting over the weekend that it would be easy for the House to pass an immigration bill. That's not necessarily true. Nothing is very easy right now in the House of Representatives, but it's unlikely that they're even going to get the votes together for this broader immigration bill, which, of course, as you know, you probably heard all last week, is not going anywhere in the Senate anyway.
Now, I understand that the president is going to South Carolina today. Does this have anything to do with immigration?
No, he's actually going down there for a campaign event. Governor Henry McMaster is in a Republican primary runoff tomorrow. He is the current governor, but he's seeking his first full term in office. He was elevated to that top spot after Nikki Haley left to be the ambassador to the UN. So the president's going down there to give him a boost. McMaster was a key early Trump supporter during the 2016 Republican primaries. So this is a bit of a returning the favor.
All right, Karen, thank you for the update. That's Karen Travers joining us live this morning from the White House.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.